This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so that my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker. And I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
That's the first I've heard about this Week 16 flex news. Did you know about it?
The Chargers-Broncos game that was replacing Bengals-Browns. Yes, I heard about it a few hours ago.
Al's just like, I'm not going back to Ohio after that one.
Yeah.
Put me in L.A. I'm not going back to Ohio. I'm not doing this again. He does. I'm looking through the rest of the schedule. He does have a Chicago left. You know, at least that's Chicago.
Sure, yeah. Maybe he loves deep dish pizza or something. You know, he'll just find a way through it.
It's closer.
Yeah.
To Southern California. Yeah. It makes sense. Will this news mean that nothing is being flexed before Week 16? Or would they maybe want to give more notice to teams that they are rudely
moving from Sunday to Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah, not good news for Denver and the Chargers.
Is there still room for what is, I mean, by the day here, it's a more antiquated thought than ever, but, I mean, you buy tickets to a sporting event that's supposed to be on a Sunday afternoon, maybe to bring, I don't know, your adult children to, your little children to, I don't know, and then it's moved to Thursday night.
If it's in L.A., it'll be at like 5 o'clock, too.
God, there's just so little regard for the fans who go to the venues, I think. I know there's a disclaimer there. Like, you know, they can move these events. I mean, it happens. You can understand it more if it's because of, 3 feet of snow or a hurricane. But it's just like, that matchup kind of blows. Let's put these guys in there. I don't know, man. It just sucks for, you know, some of the 70,000 people who are going to the game. I'm sure the rest of us will enjoy it because we get a better game. You know, I'd much rather watch Chargers Broncos at this point. I guess I have to admit that.
I
just think it's so rude.
It's better, but how much better is it? Like, it should have more importance. It probably will. Cleveland and Cincinnati could both be dead.
Is it better enough? Sorry. Is it better enough to warrant inconveniencing, I don't know, 10 fans, 1,000 fans, 20,000 fans? Is there a number? I guess there's not. I mean,
well, you know. It's also the other way around. I mean, it's Thursday to Sunday,
but you're
buying tickets for a rivalry game at home at night.
Yeah.
You saw how special last night looked. Cleveland was 2-8. Was that a problem for Amazon to have that game?
That game for those fans is probably some version of my 2002 Bills-Dolphins game. Not that the Bills were 2-8, but they weren't going anywhere. And it's snowing the whole time, and it's awesome to be here. And like, yay, me. I'm having a great time. I'm not that worried about the Bills making the playoffs right now. I'm just having a good time. And I bet the Browns fans had that last night. And, you know, they could have had that on a Sunday, but, you know, maybe the weather wouldn't have lined up.
So, visiting fans probably would already have hotels booked.
Of course.
You know, Wednesday night, Thursday, if that's, it's drivable, but maybe.
I just think it's so obnoxious to the fans that go to the games. And, you know, we know that it's a TV product and that's much bigger than the paid attendance, but it's still just rude.
You probably could sell the tickets, but you don't want to have to. Yep.
I mean, it's one thing, you know, even Sunday to Sunday night, like 1 o'clock Sunday to Sunday night is tough, but at least that's the same day of the week, and maybe you can even view that as an upgrade if it's inconvenient, like, oh, we got a night game now, yay, but I don't know, man. I know Sunday, 1 o'clock to a night game is an upgrade, but yeah, if I'm going to Boston tomorrow morning to see Sturgill Simpson. My whole family's excited, been waiting to see this guy for, I don't know, 10 or 15 years or so. And we're finally going to do it. And if, I don't know, a week and a half ago they decided to move the show to a Wednesday, that would have really messed me up.
Well, that would never happen, right?
For a concert?
Like, I mean, concert can get canceled.
Concerts can get postponed and moved around, illness, whatever. Like, that happens. And so you know that going in. But to move it because, what? We've got a satellite audience tuning in from Indonesia, so we want to make it available to them. So we're going to have the concert at 2 in the morning now.
We just realized that Manilow was playing on Saturday, so we don't want to
go head-to-head.
We don't want to counter-program. No. We don't want to go up against Manilow.
How about this Simpson guy? He played two nights in Toronto the last two nights, and I think Taylor Swift played Toronto last night, too, by the way. I don't think she's going to Boston after this.
But he's not worried about Manilow.
Probably not.
Or anybody else.
He's
not worried about Taylor Swift.
Much smaller venues. She's at, you know, Rogers Center. He's at Massey Hall. So, you know.
Toronto can handle both.
He'll get by. Yeah. I just, you know, I'm done. It's just obnoxious.
I would just say again, as a viewer, as somebody that watches all these games, I don't really care that much.
Right.
You know, to me, it's fantasy stuff anyway. Like, Cleveland-Cincinnati is about as interesting as Denver and the Chargers will be. But I'm just one person in this.
Yeah.
Are the Bills then probably flex proof for the rest of the season? Last year, there was the Saturday game with the Chargers. I'm not sure if that wasn't announced before the season.
That was announced before the season, but the finale was left vague, and they do that with all the teams. But
the Sunday night before is when they announced that.
Right, and I can't imagine there'd be a reason why the Bills-Patriots game would be that game. It's not.
Next Sunday's all set at Detroit, or at the Rams is next, but that would have been announced by now, and the Chiefs are on Sunday night, so that's not a consideration. We know that they can't move that Monday night game because of the Simpsons. Cincinnati-Dallas is the Week 14 Monday night game, and they won't flex, even though that's worse than Cincinnati-Cleveland, arguably, but they won't flex that because there's a Simpsons cast, and all the drawing has already happened with the two teams.
That's locked in.
So that's locked in.
That's it.
15 would be
the
game
Lions
in Detroit.
I don't know this, but my guess would be that CBS is squatting on that game. Well, you know, like, I don't know how it all works, but I do get the impression, or maybe even I think maybe we know, that the networks get to, you know, protect a certain number of games, and that's the best game in the 425 window, I would imagine that's going to the country. And I just can't – I'd be really surprised if CBS – what you know, if they're able to, I would expect them to be just like putting a cage around that game going, nope.
Are you positive it's CBS because they –
100%.
Okay, it is.
Yeah.
Because sometimes nowadays that changes too.
Yep.
It's one of five 425 games that week. So I would think that you're probably right. Green Bay, Seattle is not the best Sunday night matchup. 16 is home to the Patriots. That game is not going anywhere. 17, home to the Jets. Nope. And then 18 at New England. So I think they're probably, I think the schedule's
yeah,
probably
your
solid.
Schedule's probably locked in. Yeah. Yeah.
How about last
unless
night?
I'm wrong about this Detroit thing, but I feel pretty sure that there's no way that game's getting moved.
Okay. There's time for it to still happen though.
Yes, there is.
Last night, I like it in life when certain things just never change, like the Steelers. I mean, hasn't it been just a number of years in a row? How many years in a row are the Steelers the same thing? A lot. I mean, it's for a long time, the Steelers have been the same thing.
Yep.
Which is pretty good, not great. And, I mean, this, I guess I have to admit, has yet to happen. But who's afraid of them? Right? I mean, we're sitting here with a team, maybe this is the year. And in Pittsburgh, not everybody would say this, and I realize that it's risky. But you're talking about, we've been talking a lot this week about possible playoff setups. You want the Steelers.
Yeah.
Somewhere at some point, you want the Steelers.
Yeah, I want Baltimore to get out of the wild card mix. I want Baltimore, so I was rooting for Baltimore to beat the Steelers last week. I was rooting for the lousy Browns to beat the Steelers. At least the Browns came through. Because I want the Ravens out of the 5-6-7 mix, and I'd like the Steelers down there. And, you know, just protect me from having to deal with Baltimore right off the bat. And, you know, of course, there's always some amount of be careful what you wish for, yada, yada. But come on. I mean, the Steelers, they are always the same. I mean, they're going to want to run it. They've even got now a quarterback they're subbing in and out. And that kind of worked for them last night. That worked well for them last night. They probably don't get the lead when they got the lead without Fields' contributions there. So, I mean, that was good for them. And then they put Wilson back in and he throws a touchdown pass. Like, yay for us. So that's about as good as that can go when you've got two guys rotating like that.
It's good. It's good on them that they're willing to do that.
Sure. But, you know, run the ball and they've, you know, edge rushers and like that's who the Steelers have been. I mean, since Dick LeBeau was there, it feels like that's who the Steelers have been.
Well, they almost got it. I mean, it was never really their game. But not only do they get the two touchdowns to take the lead, but then they get the ball again after that. There was a pick after that, like 4 minutes to go with the ball and the lead. Still could not get that home. It was a bad punt. Their last punt was a shank, and then Cleveland was able to score from there. You got to love a snow game. Who doesn't?
It looked great. Did you need the superimposing of the yard lines?
I hate that stuff. I mean, it wasn't there for the players.
Right.
And I don't really need to know that well.
I think a part of the charm of watching a game that's like that is, you know, maybe not knowing, having to like look at the markers on the sideline to try to figure out where we are on the field, if there's any kind of a sign I can get from that. So, I didn't really need that stuff. But.
No, that kind of stuff offends me, especially if it's not overt, if it's not disclosed. And I don't remember, I didn't ever hear them mention,
They did mention it, yes.
Okay, well.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah, they came came back from a commercial and had it, and one of them, Al or Kirk, said something about, like, we're doing this.
Good.
The magic didn't happen here during the commercial break. They didn't, like, clear everything off so you can see the yard lines.
Well, they did show, the first time I noticed it, they did show a guy shoveling across the field.
Right.
And I thought maybe that was all, because I tend to think this way about, well, a lot of things, but that this is kind of meant to trick me. And if they said that it was computer generated, then maybe they should have said it more than once. But
maybe, yeah.
How offensive is it? It's only, I would say, offensive, quote, offensive in the sense that so many things are like that now, and including in sports. And it's just really, it's just wrong. You know, everything with the ice and the ads and the boards and hockey. Officiating now, too. I mean, if I can extend this to that, where you really just don't know who's making these calls and how and what's... How about the play?
And ultimately, what's being decided? Yeah, what happened on the intentional grounding? The graphic was like, it's like still third down. The graphic says fourth and two. The ref is talking again. Like, I was in bed. I was awake. I had my eyes open. I had the volume on, but I really had no idea what the hell was happening.
So I think a play that would have been maybe the most obvious intentional grounding penalty possible, where the quarterback, as you see a lot, throws the ball to the ground right in front of himself, but there's like a running back there who's, you know, eligible but not looking for the ball. But since he's in the, quote, in the area, then they don't call intentional grounding. They hate to call that because it's not good for offense. So this one, though, Winston's pass hit a lineman, which I guess that's the cheat code. Because if it hits a lineman, it's illegal touching. Is that intentional grounding? It can't be intentional grounding. I don't know if that was explained. Probably not. I guess it seemed like that one had to be grounding.
Yeah.
But if they call it illegal touching because the lineman touched the ball before it hit the ground, well, I want to know that because that's what I want to do every other time forward.
I want to whip the ball at one of my linemen's butts.
That's not loss of
trouble. Like that's what I want to do.
Pick out which lineman you like the least and just fire it at his head.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to go that far, but that, if I'm Josh Allen, any quarterback in the league, I'd want to know that. Like, did the Browns just dodge an obvious loss of down penalty? Illegal touching is now loss of down. So they went from, I don't know, third and two to third and seven or something like that, and then got it.
Right.
It helped them win. I mean, fourth down is just that much tougher.
If that's a grounding penalty, it's fourth and what, fourth and 14 or something? Or whatever.
From the spot.
It's from the spot where he threw it, and he was definitely a few yards back beyond the line of scrimmage when that happened. That rusher came right in on him, and he backpedaled even. So, yeah, they would have. They probably don't win the game without that call going their way.
It's officially a four-yard penalty, by the way, for some reason. He went from 3rd-and-2 to 3rd-and-6 and then went for 15 on the next play.
Yeah.
Well, Pittsburgh loses. It's been coming. And from, and this is how it is in the NFL, like how you know not to overreact when there's so much of the season left. But you went from a game that if they'd won as a favorite, they have a 2-game lead with a win over the Ravens already. 2.5, you might want to say. To now it's 1, and Baltimore can think, well, we'll just have to beat them, and it's basically tied if they do that later in the season, which they still have to do. So big difference. And I don't know, is my Cleveland playoff bet still like officially not dead?
I don't know. That will be. You know how we'll decide that, Mike?
When we ask Sam.
No. Well, okay. That's one way to do it. Another way to do it is to watch football on Sunday and see who's in the hunt. On the graphic,
will they dare to put 3-8 Cleveland?
The Browns be in the
hunt? The Jets and the Patriots. How many teams do you want to have be in the hunt for that graphic?
How deep do you want to go hunting?
I'm going to say no.
We've got Indy, Miami, and Cincy in that order, 8, 9, 10.
That's enough.
And I've seen as many as 5 teams over there on that far right side in the hunt column, but I don't know that you need to force it.
3's enough.
Yeah.
That gives you kind of a symmetrical kind of graphic there. 3's, you wouldn't be so brazen as to put 3-8 teams in the hunt.
Because if you're going to put the Browns or the Jets in, then you're putting the Patriots in, and now you've got 6 teams in the hunt.
Terrible.
And 3 of them are 3-8. I mean, what are we doing here?
Who do you think gets that 7th spot? Denver? I had the odds out yesterday. I mean, it's right in line with the standings, what the odds are, as you would think. Denver minus 105, Indy plus 155. Which is an 8th, Miami plus 310.
It's too early in the year. There's too much writing or typing for me to do to like have all the teams' schedules on a page already. I don't have that yet. So I don't know who's playing who and like all that.
Indies, I know, is good after Sunday.
Okay.
They have Detroit this week.
Yeah.
And they also have Denver, which, you know, is a tougher team, kind of. But a team you're chasing,
that
so you want
to
play them.
That could be useful for them, yeah, right.
New England next week, they have the Giants, they have the Titans, Jacksonville.
I'm waiting to ponder what kind of shot Miami has to make up the ground. You know, like I like that team. I think their defense is kind of coming on, and, you know, that's a team I thought, of all the teams, like, sure, Denver's better than I thought they'd be. Indy, I guess, and the Chargers, all of them, are better than I thought they'd be. So this is, you know, my priors are showing here. I still feel like Miami is as good, if not better, than any of those teams. And that's, you know, that's because going into the year, that's what I thought. But I still believe in the talent on that offense. So, I depending on who they've got down the stretch here, I mean, can they go 5-2? Is that enough? 9-8? I don't know. That might not be enough. I mean, did they go 6-1?
New England at Green Bay, Jets at Houston, San Francisco at Cleveland at the Jets. They're an underdog at Green Bay. They're an underdog in Houston. They're probably an underdog to San Fran. That's a long ways off,
Maybe not. I don't know, man. I don't like that for them. So, I guess Denver's in the spot now. I'm really interested to see what Indy does with Detroit on Sunday.
Yeah.
Huge line, but Richardson showing back up the way he did last week. And I know it was the Jets, so, you know, whatever. I don't know what sort of compete level I'm really getting out of the Jets, but, you know, they got him, and Richardson looked really good. And so I know the Lions should just handle them, but I don't know. That's a wild card there. You've got a guy who hasn't played a lot, who hasn't looked real, real good on balance outside of last week and a couple of other moments earlier in his career. I feel like they're live at what is that, 10.5? I mean, that's not saying they're going to win.
Less.
It's less than that.
I think.
Not going to win the game, but I'm just curious. Can they hang in there, maybe pull an upset on Detroit? Like, that doesn't seem crazy to me.
I'm thinking exactly the same way. I think it's closer to 8.
Okay.
7.5.
All right, thank you.
You might not like it as much now, but I'm thinking the same way. And I'm careful with it because it was one game, and it was against the Jets, and a lot of my guys I listen to have been making fun of the Colts this week. Mm-hmm. You know, like, go ahead. The guys I'm doing ADP chasing with, both immediately their instinct was in fantasy, like in Dynasty, to sell Richardson. Wait a minute. This was a pretty big investment. Mm-hmm. You want to give up after one game that went perfectly for you? I don't. I mean, maybe I'm naive, yep. but I want to see it through. And I'm excited about him, but maybe Detroit is just too good for the league. I don't know. They've scored 52 points twice in the last four games.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a scenario where they could hang 70 on the Colts. I think there's also a scenario where Richardson makes some plays and they hang with him.
They have four games this year over 40 points. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
San Francisco at Green Bay this week. Then it's the Bills next week.
And there's some question about Purdy for Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. They're 5-5, and these two tough games, Miami later on, we were talking about them, and we'll see what San Francisco is by then, because they've got a lot of age, and if they lose a couple more, maybe it's just kind of over for them. So we'll see about that. Sam Panayotovich coming up in about 7 or 8 minutes to talk about Week 12. He's excited about the Browns, or he's just patronizing me. Because you
talked about this playoff bet with him last week. Yeah,
I don't know.
All right.
But Joe was on it. I was getting texts last night about the ugly dogs.
Yeah.
And
we were all over the Browns in here yesterday.
Yep.
That was
another Thursday win.
Yep.
How about that?
Yeah.
For whatever reason that has happened this year.
Just to button this up, because it came up earlier in the segment and it was left sort of unsettled. Not that this will definitively settle it, but Sneaky Joe texted me hearing us talking about that Week 15 game, Bills at Lions. Says Sal told them this morning, or the other day, it came up the other day, both of the big networks, CBS and Fox, get to protect one game per week. So I've got the CBS slate here for Week 15. And there's nothing even close to Bills Lions. Like, it'd blow my mind if that's not the game they're squatting on. So I think it's very unlikely that that game gets flexed to Sunday night.
It's still weird to think about living in a world where Bills Lions is good.
Yeah.
It really wasn't that long ago that they were playing every preseason Week 4 game, and it would still be the worst. It really wasn't that long ago, but good that it's changed. Detroit is interesting and fun. And so are we. We have Sam Panayotovich coming up. Theo Greminger back with us today to talk fantasy. We are what? I mean, getting near playoffs, trade deadline, a lot of important, quote, important fantasy stuff to figure out. And Theo will hopefully help us do that. Paul Hamilton as well, with the Sabres back in action tonight in Anaheim. Got Paul in a couple hours. Maybe by then we'll know more officially what the plan is with the lineup and, you know, probably Lukanen, but we'll know more in a couple hours, if not sooner. Thanks for listening. It is Football Friday, Bulldog. I almost forgot. Did you forget? Because the Bills are off?
I did kind of forget, yes.
Well, it is. And it's brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. Time for a break. We'll be back in a snap. That's brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.